Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about episode 14 from the season 1 of Supergirl titled Truth, Justice, and the American Way. Of course, we had to throw that in there because, you know, it's our mantra. So we're live right now. Call in. Our number is 929-477-2786. We'll be talking about this episode and also how we felt as another exciting episode of Supergirl aired this week. All right, let's get to the phones from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt the Legend. What's up?
What's up, Matt the Legend? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up?
Oh, what'd you think of this episode?
Great episode. Awesome. Amazing flying scenes. Great action.
Right?
Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Episode.
The funeral?
I loved it.
How everybody was floating?
Yes, that was awesome, too, to see Nan. I mean, gosh, showing up at her doorstep, that was crazy. And then what the F? They were showing her new assistant at Catco. That was weird. I mean, why would they hire her? She's hot, but why would they hire a new assistant working for Catco?
I love that. You're like, she's hot.
Yeah.
All right, let's see, man. We have another caller joining us from air code 432. Who is this?
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How's it going?
Hey, man.
Pretty good, guys. Good to hear you guys.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Joe,
yeah,
what's
good
up?
To hear from you. Did you watch Supergirl?
No, I didn't, man. I just called to listen to you guys talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, I've read spoilers, but so I don't mind getting spoiled, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I almost text you during it, but I know you try to watch it.
Yeah, I try to watch it before, but I went ahead and read spoilers because I heard it was really good.
Yeah,
it was. It almost looked like that bounty
really
hunter
good.
Was. It almost looked like that bounty hunter was Lobo. Was he
wow.
Lobo, Jesus?
You know what? It might be.
It sounded like,
you know,
it,
that's what the rumors on
the episode,
online were.
What did he look
the
like?
The episode was, he had like a armor on him, and he had prisoners like underground at a cabin for a moment. I thought he worked for Darkseid, but he didn't.
It did
but,
seem like that.
No, but it almost looked like in the prison cell when Kara was trying to escape, he had like
yeah.
a lead cage,
the Red Sun,
which he was trying to escape. But that part was cool. But I loved all the flying scenes in the
yeah. Oh, Joe, when you watch it, that's gonna be this funeral scene for her aunt. You know how she died. And,
yeah.
They have it while they're floating, like the casket
yeah.
is floating, and they're like circling around the casket but floating. I mean, the flying scenes
wow.
are really good. Oh, my gosh.
I can't
yeah.
wait to see it, man. I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait to see
Barry
seeing
it. That was a very
flying.
Touching moment.
Yeah, that was
you
sad.
Know, that's what I love about these shows are the touching moments.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, because I guess Nan told Kara that she needed to recite, I guess, this passage that they always say at funerals. And that speech was just really amazing. I wish I had
a clip
of that.
That scene was great. and how they were quoting the thing of Rao. That was cool.
Right.
They never did do that.
And then
in
they
Smallville.
Whisked, you know, the casket away. They just like flung it, Matt.
They read the book of Rao, the Kryptonian Bible.
Yeah.
No, they but then they flew her body up like kind of into space. But still, what is Nine
Yeah, they like threw her into
planning?
Space.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of
like what
one.
They did in Thor the Dark World to Thor's mom. Put her spirit into the galaxy, sort of.
Well, I didn't even know she died. I haven't seen Thor, the second one.
Thor the Dark World,
no.
No,
no, I haven't seen
okay,
that.
Let's talk about Supergirl. But
okay,
all right,
thank
like
you, Matt.
Part.
So now let's go to the episode description of the episode that aired this week, Truth, Justice, and the American Way. We saw the release of Max Lord.
That scene was crazy.
Maxwell, yeah, he was released from the DEO's, you know, little prison like. So he was released. So there's a lot of big moments in this one. It starts off with Kara and Alex and Jan track down an armored alien known as the Master Jalian, who they discovered was a prison guard at Fort Roz, but has become a vigilante who kills alien fugitives, including those convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as a professor sentenced for drug smuggling. Kara confronts the jailer, but he takes her prisoner and plans to execute her. Alex pinpoints his location near the prison crash site, and Kara is able to save the professor and defeat the jailer. Meanwhile, Kara is steadfast against releasing Maxwell from DEO's custody, but Kat assigns James and Lucy to investigate his disappearance. Tensions between James and Lucy develop after he finds out that Lucy photographed a DEO vehicle and revealed his knowledge of the organization, prompting James to convince Kara to release Maxwell. What do you think about that scene, Matt, when James was telling Supergirl that's not right? He shouldn't be caged up like an animal like that, and Maxwell should be released.
I did like that scene, but I think they should just keep the jerk off there. I mean, gosh, Maxwell Lord created
the
Zorro. Yeah, he is. He should just be locked up there,
even though Siobhan...
He is the Lex Luthor of the show. I mean,
yeah.
God, he's so mean. And now that he's going to be back out there.
They need to do him
now
like Oliver did Slade in Arrow.
Going to put him on the island.
Not the part by.
Like, That's true. All right, we're live right now. So if you're listening, call in at 929-477-2786. We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey. From Kandawa.
Wow.
Hey, Chris. Welcome back, sir.
Matt. Thank you.
You want to say hi to Matt?
Hey
Chris,
Matt.
What's up, man? Hey.
Not much.
Did you watch the episode?
Hey, Joe.
Wow. Did you watch the episode?
No, I was,
all right.
I was
well,
going
I'm,
to,
I'm sure
but
you're
I
off of the
time.
Ride as well as, like, Joe.
Yeah. I am thinking, according to what you guys were talking about, I feel like the more they keep Maxwell in there, the more intelligent he gets into knowing their secret and where their lair is. He's very smart, and I just feel like just to release him, you know, bring him back up there, and that way they can keep very close eye on him, on what he's doing. So instead
Good
of
call.
Just keeping him in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on, let's see. Tensions between James and Lucy develop after. Okay, I read that part. Okay, Kara finds competition with new Catco assistant Siobhan Smythe. Do we like her, Matt?
No, she's pretty and all, but no.
Yeah, she's pretty good, though.
I don't
know
why Kat hired her. She's good, but I don't know why Kat even hired her. And now, okay, I think Kara should quit now and just go work for the DEO, and then when Flash comes, make it an entire crossover episode. Show no scenes at Catco.
Huh.
Kat sees
if
the Flash.
Catco is all done.
Runs in, yeah, if Catco sees the Flash,
oh,
Kat's going to post an entire story on the Flash. How much you guys
all
want
right.
to bet on
well,
that?
Well, let me ask the other guys. Hey, guys, you know, I know this has nothing to do with the show, but I'm going to throw Matt's idea. Do you think it's time to close that chapter with Catco?
Go ahead, Chris.
I don't think they should do that. I mean, I feel it brings some kind of insight of the newspaper, how they view you know, the hero of all the villain. And he actually, at the same time, it grounds Kara into being the
yeah.
human because he actually agreed to that to say, kiss me, insane, you know. Even
yeah.
Hank agreed because being a part of the human race and walking around them and everything, it keeps them from being this alien or different being from a different planet to actually blend in and also learn the human way and identify and be able to protect
right.
them whenever the threat arises. So I don't think that should close the Catco. All
right. What about you, Joe?
Yeah.
Wow, Chris pretty much said it all, man. No, I really don't think they should close it.
And tell us why.
I mean, isn't it too soon in this series to shut down that part of the story?
I think so. It's kind of like our Daily Planet. It's Supergirl's Daily Planet,
I mean,
but it's now a
yeah.
media company.
It doesn't really make any sense to close it. I mean,
yeah, you can't close the
what's
Daily
Kara,
Planet, Matt.
What's Kara
no,
going to do?
No, the thing I'm just saying is I just want some more Supergirl action. Like, lately,
oh, yeah.
slow sometimes.
No, I'm with you. I'm so
seeing,
with
like,
you
on
what
that.
More
well, what would Kara do if they did? I mean, in a previous episode, she said, this place keeps me, like Chris said, grounded, you know? This keeps me
yeah,
human. Okay. I need this.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Well,
yeah,
crazy,
she has
yeah.
been saying that. She does need to work, but still, I like to see mm-hmm. her and Siobhan get into a cat fight. How funny would that be?
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Matt going in.
yeah.
All right, let's continue. Who vows to make life miserable for Kara, Siobhan. Let's see. And as Kara and Non pay their final respect to Astra, Non warns her that she will be the next one sending off in the funeral. Kara attempts to seek out the truth about Mered, only to find out that she is being kept secret from finding out from Joe. From John, and realizes that she figure out for I'm sorry that she cannot forgive him for killing her aunt. So Supergirl is still pissed off at this point.
Yeah.
To Martian Manhunter, and he's just taking it. He already knows he's gonna have to go through that, but he doesn't want that emotion going towards his sister, her sister. Do you think he should keep that secret, or do you think it's time for Martian Manhunter to tell her, "Yo, I didn't kill her. Your sister did." what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think her sister did because, "Yo, Kara, I'm sorry. Your sister did."
Right.
And then, yeah. And the thing, this whole
and
thing.
And do you think she would be as mad with her sister than how she was with John?
Yeah, she's going to be so mad and the way she was with Sean. And by the way, I can't wait to see who's going to do Jor-El in the next episode in the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that one. Okay, what about you, Chris from Kandor?
I don't think it's John. I don't think it's Hank permission to do that. It is Alex to actually come to Kara and be like, it was not Hank. It was I who did it. And it's going to bring a lot of rift between them. Kara is not going to be in a forgiving mode in the beginning, but I'm sure she will later. But at the same time, I think that's going to be the turning point for Alex to be on Maxwell's side. I think at some point we know Alex is going to, I think, I may be wrong, I think Alex is going to turn into a bad person at some point.
That's what the speculation was.
Yeah, yeah. But I do not think it's Hank. Hank would do anything to keep that away, to keep that, because he can take it. You know, like I say,
he can take it.
He doesn't care. You know, he's there as a father figure and as a father figure as a parent. You understand how you would do Hessler. So it's not in his position to do that.
All right, cool. What about you, Joe?
I don't even remember what the question was. What was the question?
The question was, Hank or John Jones is still taking the beating from the wrath of Supergirl thinking that he killed her aunt. And how long do you think this will take until either one of them, Alex or Hank, tells Supergirl?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on, man. I'm like 3 episodes behind on Supergirl.
Okay.
I didn't even know that. I haven't. The last time I watched was the Bizarro episode, Bizarro Supergirl.
Okay. That was an awesome one. So no worries, no worries. Okay. So
yeah.
Let's see, Matt, in the Fortress of Solitude, remember when she's talking to her hologram mother and asked about Mirad? Why do you think the machine freaked out like that?
I have no idea, Dan. I'm not programmed to tell you this. Yeah, she's got to know something about it. I mean, gosh, that was just crazy. It was about to explode.
What was going on? Can you describe to Chris and Joe, can you describe that scene when Supergirl was asking about Myra?
Yeah, she goes, tell me about Myra. And she goes, I'm sorry, I'm not authorized to tell you that information. She goes, come on, tell me about Myra. I'm sorry, I'm not authorized to tell you that information. And then things get crazy there, and that's when she leaves. And then it shows the promo for next week's episode, and it shows our beautiful Laura Vandervoort from Smallville season 7, and then it shows the Fortress of Solitude.
I love how you know what season it is.
Yes.
Wow. Wait a minute. Yeah. We got the fortress in this last episode.
Yeah.
Yes. The crystal fortress.
I know.
You
got to
catch
watch,
up, man. It's gonna be an awesome episode.
No,
I'm
3 episodes behind.
Monday night's episode.
Hey, guys,
you'll catch up. That's in 3 hours.
Next podcast, when we do Supergirl again, I'll be all caught up and I'll be able to give my opinions and thoughts on everything. I'm sorry.
We stopped our three-way texting, Joe. What happened? We stopped our three-way texting.
I haven't been watching, man. I've been going through a lot of stuff, man. I just haven't really had a lot of interest. I'm sorry. I'm going to catch up.
Oh, okay. All right, man. That's
all
cool.
Right, cool. Okay, so let me ask you guys, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet. I ran into, but our dogs did, Melissa's dogs and my dog. We were at a park in Los Angeles, and it was so cute. It was like our dogs, like, sniffed each other, and then they're like, okay, and then she kind of, like, smiled and laughed. And I just kept walking.
Oh, my.
Like, that was awesome. I'm like, that was so cool.
You didn't ask
no,
for
No, I didn't. Because, you know, I'm really, like, you know, I
see
them to themselves. You know what I mean? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's out there walking her dog. And I'm sure she was like, ew, I'm sweaty. You know, my hair is crazy. I don't, you know, I'm like, you know, hey. And I was like,
did
hi. She's like, hi. And then.
Did you leave
like
the hair?
I
love the show.
Did you at least go up to her?
No,
and say hi,
I didn't.
Anything?
I'm telling you, it was just so very brief, and it was just like, "Hey, that was awesome." For me, that was an awesome moment. And then my wife
my
is coming,
John and I
is following me. So of course, by the time I turn around to see my wife's reaction as she passes her, because her dogs start to like play with my kids, and then my mm-hmm. wife looked at her, and then she looked at me, and I'm like, "Yes." And I went like the Superman stance, and she goes, "Oh my God!" She goes, "You want me to take a picture?" So I'm like, "No, no, 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 no!" I'm like, "Don't bother her, don't bother." And it was just a great moment, and I just wanted to share that.
I told you,
how beautiful!
Like quick,
my friend John will love this part.
How beautiful did she look?
Yeah. And she was walking with her husband, and he is huge.
Oh,
yeah, and if you guys remember, her husband is the boyfriend. Of Cat Grant's
son.
Yeah,
Adam or whatever's left.
And they were both walking.
Yeah.
They had like at least like four or five dogs.
And you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
How
he's
was it
married?
You? Was it tall? Like, oh, was it big and buff or what? I mean, he did not seem like that anymore on that on his TV.
No, I mean, like, he was like tall and broad. And he didn't look like that at all. But you know what? She's tall, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's
not
that tall. She doesn't look that tall.
She's pretty tall.
She don't look that tall on TV, but that's probably because it's TV.
Yeah,
because, you know, he doesn't look huge on TV, but when they were walking, I'm like, ah, damn. I'm like, he's huge. He's like crushing it.
I would die if I saw her doing that. I would go up to her and say, hi there, beautiful. Can I get your autograph? Or I'd go up to her and give her a hug.
Look at me.
John and I, we go
I know.
Out.
I need to get some tip from you, Marty.
Matt, we're going
to
call you. We're going to call you Marvin Gaye, Matt. That's your new name.
No, I'm saying me and my friend John, who's called in on the podcast before, he loves her. To death. He would want to
Well, tell him he can walk my dog anytime, and we might bump into her again. Now
I
know which
I'll
part.
Tell him that
look
tomorrow.
At, do you know what to do when you run into her again?
Tell her to call in on the podcast.
I don't, can you imagine? I'm like, hey, can you call in on to my podcast? He goes, huh?
Wouldn't it be so cool if you'd
have
had a, you'd have been wearing a Supergirl Talk T-shirt with the phone number on the back? Wow.
Yeah.
There you go, with her face on it.
Oh, I
thought
it like be brave. Hey, I am, it's crazy, I am actually involved with it. Like, I do a podcast, Supergirl Talk. Look it up on Twitter, and you can call in if you like. That's it. Just like less than a minute, and you'll be on your way. And that will give her a curiosity. Oh, Supergirl Talk. And he does a host. Look it up. So just type Supergirl Talk on Twitter and see the number or when. It's going to be like a caller. You know what I mean?
There you go. Hey, thank you.
Good plan.
Thank you for the advice. Thank you, sir.
If I do not do that next time, I'm going to stop calling, however.
Okay.
Like all those times we tried to get Tom.
So threatening. I love how the audience threatens the host.
Remember that one time? Hey, Deuce, and how
like
you,
the only show that ever happened.
Story. Hey, Deuce, we.
All right. Well, let's get back to the show, guys. All right. So, Chris and Candor, anything Supergirl you want to talk? Either related to this episode or other stuff that you might have read online.
I'm very excited. I'm actually looking forward. I cannot wait to get home and just like watch it because I already have it at home. So I want to see how good it was. And I'm also excited for next week where he to get from the Red Kryptonite and see how's that going to go.
I really got to catch
remember
up.
Remember Tom Welling's Red Kryptonite episode?
Yeah.
Which episode was that?
We
had
the
Red Kryptonite?
That was season 3.
Yeah, which episode was that?
Back in season 2.
Season 3?
Red.
Season 2.
Wasn't it season 3 where he gets the high school ring and it's made out of Red Kryptonite?
Oh,
what
she's
episode,
gonna get
Matt?
Red Kryptonite? Season
yeah,
three.
No,
let's stick with Tom Welling. What episode is that, Matt?
Season 2, episode Red.
Oh,
there
I
you go.
Thought it was season
episode
3.
Red.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Tara's going
right.
to go
I
back.
So,
yeah,
next episode is Red Kryptonite. So, we're going to see Kara go bad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
got a
lot
of bad. All right, Chris, anything else?
Well, I saw some promo pictures of that, and it looks like it's going to be great. So, I am.
Did you see the promo photos
that.
For Fortress of Solitude?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no,
and
not
I also
yet.
Saw the crossover of the Flash and the Flash.
Yeah.
It looks great.
You know, actually, this fortress looks better than Smallville's Fortress of Solitude.
That does.
Better budget.
Yeah, better budget. It doesn't look like... You know how you could tell it was foam?
Yeah.
The other one? Yeah, this doesn't look
really,
like
I
foam. Yeah, you couldn't tell?
Wow.
All right. Wow. Okay, so... there's a ton of also photos of the crossovers. I don't know. Have you guys skipped into or bumped into those?
No, yeah, I saw those. They look really good. But they didn't show really anything. They just show, like, between tags and maybe only one picture that they're in action.
There's one of them, like, drinking coffee
and,
or something.
Yeah, it was mostly, like, between tags. So, but they do look great.
Yeah, of course, they're not
going to
show you.
So. Yeah.
Right.
But we saw
okay.
Cat Grimes.
All right, anything else, Chris?
No. Nothing.
No.
So we're getting Silver Banshee and Livewire together, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the big villain for the crossover, which is really going to be it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't we getting Arrow on the crossover?
Baby
Snake,
Matt.
We're going to get
Arrow cool.
On Legend of Tomorrow. But
Arrow,
Supergirl, and The Flash.
All right.
One day,
God.
That'll be awesome.
Hey,
all right, cool. Thank
you,
Chris.
All
right, let's go to you, Joe.
Okay, because I'm 4 episodes behind, 3 or 4, and that's pretty far. That's why I'm lost on everything. But
which one are you on right now?
Well, I didn't even finish Bizarro. I'm like halfway into Bizarro, so I got to pick up from Bizarro and go from there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like 4 episodes back, isn't it?
No, I
think
it's
a few episodes.
Last week we did not have a new episode.
Okay, so maybe
so
I'm
only
3
like,
then.
Yeah, I think only 3 or 2, yeah.
Well,
but
my question is if you guys know any... Is there a CBS, like, app or website you can go to and catch up on all the... Because I know, like, CW does that, where you can go in and watch all the previous episodes. Is there a CBS app for that?
Yeah, they do have
the
CBS app.
Because...
I am not 100% sure if you have to log in with your cable provider or you can just watch it.
But
I know they do have the app, yeah.
Because I have Dish Satellite, and for some reason, the on-demand is not loading the previous episodes, so I can't even go back and watch them because they're not on there. So I don't know how to watch them.
I just download
them.
That's
my problem. Where do you download them from?
Maybe Mac can send you some copies.
No,
cool.
I'm not going to do that. I like to do it from watchseries.com, and then I copy them from my Pixel video server. From my phone.
All right, cool. All right, guys, I want to thank Matt from Florida, Chris from Candor, and Joe from Krypton for calling in. This concludes our Supergirl talk. Coming up next, we're starting is the Flash Talk, so hopefully you guys can join us there. Give us a shout-out, Chris.
Hey, was it great? I haven't seen the episode, but I called in anyway. Thank you for picking up my call, and it was great being with you guys, as always.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, Matt, give us a shout-out, sir.
Great show. I love Supergirl, always will. I'll be on the Flash Talk.
All right, cool. Thank you, sir. All right, Joe, wrap us out.
I just want to say it's nice to be back. It's nice to hear you guys talking again. I'm sorry for the listeners out there. I will catch up so I can give a better opinion and actually know what I'm talking about next time. But if you guys want to follow me, I'm on Twitter, Red Blue Super Dude.
Thank you.
All right, follow him, and have a good night.
Good night.